Tom Payne, who's going to talk about Grasslands Farm, the fire department, the ambulance, the town crew, and anything else that he thinks is interesting. We'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Thomas Payne.
Middle name?
Sherwood.
When were you born?
July 5th, 1964.
Where?
In Sharon, Connecticut, I believe. But,
Sharon Ms. Hospital?
Ms. Everts. What's Dr. Everts?
Oh, Dr. Everts. Okay. Your parents' names?
My mother was Lois Ellen. Yeah, Lois Ellen Payne. And my father was Howard Charles Payne.
Your mother was a Sherwood, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do. Predeceased by my brother Robert. I have a brother Howard Jr. and a sister Holly.
Where did you go to school?
Salisbury Central School, then Housatonic Valley.
I'm going to ask you about Grasslands Farm first.
Okay.
Who owns it now?
My sister-in-law, Sydney Payne.
And what kind of a farm is it?
Right now they're raising beef on it, but it was a dairy farm for the longest time.
What kind of cattle?
Primary Guernsey.
Okay. All right. The Bob Payne and Sidney Payne bought the farm from whom? Was it Dr. Hines?
Yep.
Okay. How big is the farm?
300 and some acres, 353, something like that.
And where is it located?
On Hammertown Road.
In Taconic?
In Taconic.
Okay.
Chapinville.
Chapinville? How much of a staff or crew runs the farm?
Right now it's just my niece and her husband right now are running it. But when I worked there was six of us.
Okay. How many cattle do they have?
They have about 100 head of beef cattle.
Oh, that's a good amount.
Mm.
When I was interviewing Chip Hines, he was telling about there was a stream down in the back that his grandmother had planted watercress. Do you know anything about the watercress?
I never seen it.
Would you know what it looks like if
you
saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a little patch of it up by the intersection of Cooper Hill and Twin Lakes and the stream. There.
Yes. Okay. Well, I wanted to follow that up because he said he made a lot of money selling watercress.
What is it?
It's a green that you use for a garnish, or you use it like lettuce in a salad.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can put it on a sandwich. The English do high tea, and they have watercress sandwiches.
Oh, really?
So it's something that is...
I never knew it was...
very uncommon. That's why I wanted to ask. Fire department, when did you join? You told me 84.
Yeah, 1987.
Okay.
No, 84.
You told me 84. Was
October of 84.
Was the junior fireman's program that Larry Hogue ran, was that going when you joined?
No.
So you were not in the junior fire?
No, I moved up through the ranks quick.
You moved up through the ranks quick. Was your father involved in the fire department?
No, he wasn't.
So you came in on your own?
Yeah.
You didn't have family background. What kind of training did you have then?
To 120 hours of firefighter one.
Okay.
Then multiple hours here and there of hazmat and bloodborne and whatever courses came up.
And you did more than one type of training?
Yes.
CPR?
Yeah.
Equipment training?
Yeah.
Procedures?
Procedures.
What's that?
How you come in, size up a scene, and lay equipment out, and
okay.
Attack the fire, and read what the fire is doing. And
okay. So it's like diagnosing the fire and how to handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. Have you been an officer in the fire department?
Yes.
What were they?
I started out, first year was a second assistant foreman. Then I moved up to assistant chief for 10 years. Then after I got out assistant chief, they changed the position from foreman to lieutenant. Mm-hmm. And I was a lieutenant for 3 years.
Why did you join the fire department?
Never really sure about that. Something just struck me and
You wanted to do something, and that was what you wanted to do.
Something possessed me to do it.
And it's a very worthwhile thing to do, and we're all grateful. You are an honorary fireman?
Yep.
How did you get to be honorary?
After so many years of service.
And how many years is that?
I think it's 20.
Okay. How has the fire training changed over the years?
It's gotten more in depth on things and more procedural stuff. OSHA mandates a lot now. Mm-hmm. OSHA and NFPA standards.
So there's a lot more to it now than
insurance.
The equipment has changed too, hasn't
it? Yeah.
A lot more heavier air packs, all this stuff.
It's more sophisticated.
Yeah, a lot more.
Back when I first joined, we had on-demand air packs.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had to pull the air out of the tanks when you breathe.
Yeah.
Now they're positive pressure, so the air's
there.
Fills your mask so pollutants and stuff don't get in your mask.
Ah, so it's been an improvement.
Yeah.
If you joined the fire department in 84, then did you work the fire at the town hall in 85?
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about what you remember about that?
I remember that morning we're getting called out for an alarm system. And just like any normal alarm system, you're not in the mode of something actually burning. So mm-hmm. I drive down normal and stuff, and I pulled up in front of a Buddy Trotter's package store, mm-hmm. look at it and saw smoke coming. And that's when things changed and it just progressed really fast, everybody rushing, trying to get stuff out of there and
sure.
equipment coming in and everything. And I remember being in the front doors with a hose on trying to keep it open for people going in and out. Mm-hmm. And that's the only place where I saw fires coming down the walls inside the town hall.
Oh, my.
I'd never seen that. And
oh.
It was what they call balloon structures.
Mm-hmm.
So all
yeah.
the walls were...
They were open.
Open, yeah. So the fire was just...
Going around. Oh, my word. Oh, my.
Yeah, I remember getting out of there a little bit before it collapsed. When they started seeing everything given and...
Mm-hmm.
I remember Sharon's fire truck was parked in front. Didn't have time to unhook the hoses and stuff. Just dragged the hoses across the road to get
out of the way.
Before the pillars come out and got the power lines and everything.
Oh. Oh, that was awful. That was awful. I'm going to move on to the town crew. When did you join that?
Actually, that was Friday the 13th of March, 1987.
Good day. How did you get the job?
I just left the farm, and I kept going by Charlotte Reed, and she kept pestering me to fill out an application, and I never did. And one day, just after the town hall burned, she was in the courthouse. I had to go in for hunting license or something.
Mm-hmm.
She grabbed me, pulled me in the office, and she filled out the application for me. Then next thing I know, in 2 weeks, I got a phone call that I was starting.
She knew a good man when she saw one. How is the work assigned?
What's that?
Do you have like a foreman that tells you what you're going to do
yeah.
day by day?
Yeah.
And who's that?
Donnie Reed.
Okay. Who tells him what needs to be done?
It's basically up to him. He may get some stuff here and there from Curtis, but...
He makes the decisions?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of work does the town crew do? And I know it's seasonal.
Yep, we do every year dead tree removal or hazardous trees. Summertime, we blacktop roads,
mm-hmm.
do drainage and roadside mowing. Wintertime, of course, is brush and plowing snow and also hauling our own sand. And
do you have a plow route?
Yep.
And your plow route is what?
Wells Hill.
Oh. Oh, that steep hill. Ooh.
It's fun.
Going up or coming down? Both.
I'd rather go up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
coming
yeah.
down, I've had fun.
Oh, I'll bet. Ooh. How many hours a week do you work?
At the town, it's 40 hours, but wintertime, it
More.
Depends on
because
the storms.
Because you get overtimed for
yeah.
storms. And what are your normal hours? When do you start and when do you finish?
Our hours are 7 to 3:30 with a half an hour for lunch.
Good. You worked at Lime Rock Racetrack for a while, didn't you?
Yep.
When?
That started in 82, and I just gave it up for another part-time job about 3 years ago.
What did you do at the park?
I was security guard and also an EMT at nighttime. I did maintenance and...
Was Roy Sherwood involved at all?
He's one that hired me for security. He was chief of security at the time.
Okay, all right. Do you like working at the track?
You had different people that come in there, and it was fun. And
you see a lot of famous people, I imagine.
Yeah, I have run into a few. Tom mm-hmm. Cruise,
yeah.
Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Economaki, and you know, and a few others that have been in there. Some of the NASCAR stars have been there, and Jimmy Johnson.
I had no idea it was so large. It's huge.
Yeah.
I did an oral history with Skip Barber.
Oh, wow.
And I had to go over to the hospitality house.
Oh, yep.
And it's in the middle of nowhere. That was quite an experience.
Yeah, he's very nice.
He was excellent. Excellent. Yeah. It was, for me, it was a very interesting experience because I've not been to the track for a race. So I had no idea it was so large.
Yeah, very
and
nice.
He does a lot of beneficial things for the community
yeah.
that a lot of people don't know about.
No, I know when I've asked track for things to do with fire department or ambulance. And
he's very good, very supportive. You're also in the ambulance. You're busy. When did you join the ambulance?
I think with 94.
Yeah? You've got all the right answers. How did you get involved with the ambulance?
It was summer of 94, and I heard they were short-handed with people because a lot of their EMTs at the time worked at a private school, so mm-hmm. during summer break, a lot of them left.
Sure.
And I said if they were so short-handed that I'll help drive or whatever they needed to do, and they kind of corralled me, shanghaied me, so to say, into a going further and everything else. I thought it would be just a stepping spot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me to work.
Oh, yes. Well, they always do. Did you have to do more training for the ambulance?
That's 180 hours of EMT training. And every 2 years for the first 10 years, you got to recertify. Then after that, it's every 3 years. Plus, there's adjuncts that you gotta do every year to keep up with blood
to keep your certification and
yeah, CPR. And
it's a lot of work.
It is. It takes up a lot of your time.
It does.
It's hard for families and...
Yeah, it would be, because you've got night meetings, you've got unexpected calls, you can't ever plan on a family holiday and know that it's going to work.
Yeah.
You have to be dedicated to do that. You really do, because it's a lot.
Drop of a hat.
Yeah, and you have to know what to do instantly. You can't stop and you know,
look
think
it
about
up
it.
In the book.
You really have to know. What was your first call with the ambulance?
That was a car accident of my mother's best friend.
Yeah. That's hard.
She didn't survive.
That's hard. And I would think it would be difficult when you come to an accident or a fire of somebody that you know, but you have to put down this wall and go on automatic pilot. You can't let your feelings show.
No, it's...
And that's hard.
Very hard.
That's really hard. I know it is. You were going to tell me about Camp Washini Woods.
Yeah, I didn't get to find out more on it and stuff. I don't know who else to ask, who was...
Well, that's why I'm pumping you. Where is it located?
It was, you know where Adam Murray lives?
No, but that's all right. But it's in Taconic someplace.
Yeah, you know where the old camp is?
Camp Everett?
I believe that's what it was
called. Yeah, okay.
You come around the sharp corner, right there, they're rebuilding it.
Right
across from that, down in there. There's a little sign there that says Washini Woods.
Okay. What kind of a camp was it? Boys, girls?
Yep. It was like a day camp.
Day camp. And when did you go there?
Ooh, that's...
70s?
Mid-70s.
Late 70s, okay. Was it for a week or a month or...?
A week and... Then, because I enjoyed it so much and stuff, I was on the counselors and stuff, and they let me come back as a guest counselor.
Oh! Whatever. How many counselors were there at that time?
I can remember 4 or 5.
Right. And about how many kids?
20.
Oh, that's a good size. Buildings? Was there like a main building?
There was a small building where you did... arts and crafts in it, and because I remember, I think I still got it someplace, a rock I painted in different colors.
Uh-huh. Did they have, like, a dining hall?
No. Most of your stuff you did outside, and when it was bad weather, it's like this one building.
You'd go into that one building. Okay. And it was, like, from 9 to 3 or something like that?
Yeah.
Alrighty. What have I forgotten to ask you? What do you want to talk about?
Good question.
Yeah, that's always a pause.
Yeah, we've gone over to farm the racetrack. And I worked part-time at Salisbury Central School with my father.
Yeah. Your dad
and
was...
And I spent a lot of summers there with him. And
he was head custodian for, what, 20 years?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he was a nice man. I enjoyed Howard. If there isn't anything else that you want to add, are you on any boards or commissions or anything like that?
I was on... plan for the town, hazmat plan.
Oh, yes, okay.
I was on that for a while until Jackie took it over. And stuff back when Bob Smith was when he had me doing it, where I kept updated of all
the emergency plans for disasters, that sort of thing?
Not the disasters, but hazardous materials.
Hazardous materials, and there's a difference, isn't
there? Sarah Tire 3, I think it's called.
Okay.
You got to meet those standards, and you have to have a plan in town that... If a hazardous incident happens, what
to do, how to take care of it, that sort of thing.
What your resources are and what other fire departments have for equipment and who you can call here and there. And what your access to equipment in your town, not necessarily town equipment, but private equipment.
So you need to know what you have available to solve the problem.
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility, Tom.
And keeping up the hazmat book, so if you have anything that happens, you got the references to try and figure it out. And
more paperwork than...
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time and your information. I've enjoyed it.